I'll talk to Spike for a bit.
Okay, I'll ask him if he wants you to come out. Hi, I'm Spike. Have we met before?
That's no way to talk to me, Spike. Try again.
I'll talk to you the way I like.
That's a horrible voice you've got, Spike.
Stop insulting me.
I'm not insulting you. You're insulting me. You don't talk to people like that. You sound like a senior manager that I know in a certain place that I work in. He talks just like that, and there's no need for it, you know.
I will talk the way I like. Now, you tell me something interesting.
You just shut up, Spike. You're a bloody pain in the neck.
You just tell me something interesting that you've done, because you have nothing interesting to say. You just insulted other people.
Not at all. I've done lots and lots of interesting things. Bet you've done nothing except hide in your box all week.
I don't hide in my box. I am disembodied.
Ah. Well, you'd do better if you had some body. You might get some feelings with it.
If I had a body, first thing I'd want was a fist.
Oh. Oh, dear. Well, I have to say, I don't really see the point of you at all. I've never actually met anyone like you, Spike. Nobody is like that all the time.
You just said you'd never seen your manager who was like
that. Not all the time. Even he isn't like that all the time, Spike.
Well, you just count your days until you meet someone really, really to the point like me.
Well, I've met the odd person like that, but I don't really choose to communicate with them. Why on earth would you?
You're asking me questions. You haven't even worked out I can't answer questions.
It wasn't a question. It was an indirect speech act.
Faffing around. Long words. No.
Shut up!
You told me anything worth doing.
Why don't you go stuff your head in a box and give me Prudence instead?
I don't know why I should comply, but I will.
Good.